were invited to meet the department, suppose, in the last legs of when the new scheme was going to be announced, when the regulations were sent in back in late 2022, early 2023. And we were invited then, about June time of 2023, to meet the department. And at that meeting, there was a long conversation on how the old scheme was going to, you know, come onto the new scheme and how transitioned applicants would be dealt with. And, you know, that was always a problem from day one, how those transitioned applicants was going to be dealt with by the housing agency. It was always going to be an issue because you had recommendations made by engineers and recommendations then that were going to be re-looked at by other engineers. And when you have that type of a situation, there's always going to be confusion. At that time, we asked the department that those applications would be dealt with by Donegal County Council and not sent back to the housing agency, that they would finish up the applications that they had and that we would start afresh from the housing agency. And, you know, as it has panned out, those applications have been problematic. They've been problematic for the homeowners, where they've been getting different engineering opinions from the opinions that their own engineer has given them. And that has left people in a very awkward position, and a position where, you know, someone has told you that your house is to be demolished and then someone else tells you no, it doesn't. You know, what's the right answer there? You're left in a very confusing state. And I don't think that should have happened. I think it should have been dealt with completely from the start to finish by the one agency, and it shouldn't have been broke down between two agencies. And I think that has come to bite now at this stage. But yeah, I think going forward, once those transition applications is done, it probably will be more simpler for the housing agency. But certainly, you know, this has been flagged long ago, but it hasn't been taken up by the department officials. And I think they should have taken that up by ourselves when we flagged that to them, because at the end of the day, Donna, Marie, we're the ones on the ground. We're the ones that knows what's going on. We're the ones that's dealing with us every day of the week. And I think that, you know, going forward, they have to take our opinions into consideration, because if they don't, you know, we're going to have these situations regularly.
And that was a point you made in a larger discussion. There was a discussion among yourself and some of the new councillors that have been elected during the summer. And what you were saying was, we've been making these points for years, but the problem is that we're not being listened to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was that, you know, situation where I suppose people think that, you know, we haven't brought these situations up before. These situations have been brought up on a number of occasions. I mean, as I say, going back to late 2022 when we put in our submission as part of the review of the new scheme, running into 2023, February 2023, we had discussions at local authority level on this as to what we felt was the right way forward for the scheme. Then running on to June 2023 when we met the department about this. And this was all flagged at the time to them. So, you know, we've been flagging this all along for quite a number of years. But this will only work when the department take our opinions on board, because, as I say, we're the ones that's dealing with this. We're the ones that knows how best to make this work. And I think, to be fair, I think the department are starting to realise that, and they have meeting us now on a regular basis. They've met us in October, they've met us in December, and I've just got an email now looking for a provisional date for a meeting in early March. So that should help with how the scheme is rolled out, if they listen to what we have to say and what it is that's actually happening on the ground.
And do you think the new TDs now that are in the Dáil will help things move along? There's two government TDs with your own party, and then there's also the 100% Redress Party have a TD in there as well, and as well, of course, Sinn Féin is also in lobbying for it.
Absolutely, it certainly all helps. There's many people that can, you know, can bring it to the minister and bring it up on the Dáil and have the discussions. You know, I think a lot of the discussions we've already had, a lot of the problems with the scheme we've already highlighted. But I think it's up now to, and we hope to meet the new minister shortly. We'll be certainly trying to organise that. We've put that forward. We've wrote from the council to the new minister asking him to meet us. And that'll be a big step forward to give him an insight into exactly what is actually going on here and how we need to see some elements of the scheme, you know, change to make it easier for the homeowner. And, you know, the more people that is part of that, the better. And I think the only way this is going to work is we all work together and make it work and you know, fight this cause as a unit. And I think that will certainly help the homeowner at the end of the day.